This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Next year, we're having it at the house. By the time my wife got finished, we need this and we need this and we need this. It came out the same.
Yeah, same amount of money. Yeah. We tried to do the same thing. My daughter's birthday party at the pool. We'll save money, but not renting a place. We had to feed everybody.
Sure.
$500 later.
Yeah.
Class is in.
Hey, this is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns, a professor here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my immediate left, what is your name, young man?
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
I'm not proceeding in this show until you tell me the topic. Specifically asked you last week, what are we going to do next week?
I'm
because
not telling
last
you.
Week kind of depressed me. I wanted to know what we were going to do this week.
Well,
you wouldn't tell me. You got a big calendar here on the table. I demand to know what we're talking about, or else I'm not going.
We are recording this show on the 12th, which is a Monday, right? That would make this coming Thursday, the first air date of this show, the 15th.
Correct.
Now, that, of course, is Independence Day for Mexico and Guatemala, but there is also another epochal event that occurs on the 15th of September. Do you have any idea what happens on the 15th of September? The Ides of September?
No, because I wasn't prepared for this show.
You don't know 15th of September?
No,
it doesn't
and neither
jump out
do
and bite you.
You.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what it is. It's my birthday.
Oh, yes,
it is my birthday.
Oh,
yes,
Doc.
It is. Oh, yes. How old do you think I'm going to be?
47.
Yes, it is. 47. Good for you. The big 4-7, ladies and gentlemen. 3 years away from 50.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 47, ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot about your birthday in my fit of rage.
We haven't forgotten about it yet. I mean, you got 3 or 4 more days to actually go out and buy me something from, you know, someplace expensive. But here's the thing. I decided to do a Rock School show based on birthday this year because every time a birthday comes around, what song does everybody play? Beatles. They say, it's your birthday. Da-na-na-na-na. It's my birthday too, yeah. There are other rock songs that deal with birthday.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to be clever, you have to have a list of rock songs that deal with birthdays. So for an hour, we're going to talk about rock songs that deal with birthdays. But before we get into it, I'd like the Ramones to sing Happy Birthday to Me. You don't think I have the Ramones singing Happy Birthday to Me? Ah, but I do. Listen to this.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, I think they liked us.
Have the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say.
Huh?
You did
didn't
that.
Think I know.
You edited that
say,
yourself.
I have the Ramones singing Happy Birthday to Me. So,
some kind of trick.
For an hour today, we're going to play songs other than the Beatles' Birthday from the White Album. So when it comes your friend's birthday, you'll have other rock songs to actually say, hey, happy birthday, here's a song for you, and the person won't be inundated with the Beatles White Album, they say it's your birthday, a hackneyed tune. So I've got a whole list for you.
Well,
how
right.
about this one? B.B. King, Happy Birthday Blues. Sounds like this. Rock School.
Happy.
That's B.B. King and the Happy Birthday Blues. Now, I've got a whole lot of songs. In fact, I brought 25 songs, way more than we can play. A lot of the songs are specifically for women. Some of them are for men. Some of them for people who are having birthdays that you don't like. And some of them for people who are having birthdays that you like. So, songs that aren't the Beatles' birthday. Here's the thing. Yes, young man over there in the back with your hand raised. Yes?
Why do we have to do this show in September?
Because it's my birthday.
Why we couldn't do it in February?
Because that's your birthday. There's a survey of all people who are born, and they figured out that October 5th is the date in the United States that holds more birthdays than any other day.
I approve that.
Apparently, there is a way to go through Social Security records and find out what day everybody was born on.
Okay.
And that day.
October 5th.
October 5th.
What's
the
9
day...
months prior to that?
Well, that's the thing. Hold on. The least common birth date in the U.S. is May 22nd. So, I thought it would be neat to look at my birthday and go back September 15th. What was going on for my conception? And it apparently was a very Merry Christmas for my parents.
Get out of town.
Yeah, and I looked at your birthday, February, and I went back to it's May sometime. So apparently it was just a nice spring day.
Graduation.
Yeah, there you go, in the Pierce family. Mm-hmm. So October 5th, Happy New Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. How are we going to celebrate this Happy New Year? Oh, I don't know. Sometime in October, I think that's when we'll celebrate the whole thing. So I'm thinking that's what you should do from this point on. When you give a birthday card to somebody, not only say happy birthday, get out a calendar and go 9 months back and explain. Let's say the person's turning 21.
Yeah.
You should say, 21 years and 9 months ago, it was this date.
Right.
And this is what your parents were doing.
And it's so funny because those calendars have crazy obscure days on them. Be like, wow, what were you guys doing for Flag Day? You know?
It's Arbor Day.
Right.
We've planted the tree. What are we going to do? Here's one from Good Charlotte. You want a birthday song for your young lady? Here's one called Like It's Her Birthday. Yeah, listen to the lyrics. This is one that, I don't know, maybe she'll be happy with it. Maybe she won't. Good Charlotte. Rock School. Good Charlotte, good party band there. Like it's her birthday, one for the ladies. Got one for a young man coming up next here. What do you think was the most expensive birthday party you ever had?
The one I ever had?
Yeah, one was thrown for you. What do you think was the most amount of money everybody threw on a birthday party for you?
I had a Buffalo Wild Wings birthday party one time.
What do you think was the total cost?
Oh, I don't know, 100, 150 bucks.
I think mine may have gotten to that point, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, these things that with my kids today, you rent these places, they're $400, $500.
Yes, sir.
My mom used to make my cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because today, I mean, we have to rent large places for these kids and all that. I was allowed to have about 5 kids over. My mom made the cake.
Yeah.
And then there were those little sugar letters that you bought that said happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, you get slapped if you tried to take one off. Somebody would steal one and it would say happy birthday. Because they take the Y.
For my son's first birthday, we went all out.
Yeah.
And I said, my gosh, we spent a lot of money, but it was his first birthday. Next year, we're having it at the house.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? By the time my wife got finished, we need this and we need this and we need this, it came out the same.
Yeah, same amount of money.
Yeah.
We tried to do the same thing. My daughter's birthday party at the pool. We'll save money, but not renting a place. We had to feed everybody.
Sure.
$500 later.
Yeah.
The most expensive birthday party ever? Sultan of Brunei. His 50th birthday party on the 13th of July, 1996, cost a whopping, ready for this?
Sure.
$72.2 million.
Wow, that's all they spent?
$16 million.
They sure don't think much of him.
Yeah, $16 million of it was 3 concerts featuring Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
3 concerts?
3 of them.
What? 3? Really? I mean, did he perform different songs?
So did they call him up and say, how many songs do you perform for a concert?
I was going to have, did he perform the same concert 3 times?
27 songs and 2 encores. We'll take 3.
Do it 3 times, Mike. That's what I'm wondering. Did he perform the same concert 3 times? I don't know. I said I got one for boys. Here's a drive-by trucker's pride of Shoals, Alabama. Here's a birthday boy on Rock School. Okay, so far, we've been up. We've been happy, right? Drive-by truckers might not have been the most up, happy tune in the world.
You're not going to take this thing and downgrade it, are you?
I told you, I brought a whole bunch of different birthday songs because we're trying to get away from playing the Beatles' birthday because that's the one that everybody plays. Done B.B. King. We've done Good Charlotte. Let's say a person's having a birthday that you don't like, okay?
I don't play a song for him then.
Yes, you will if it's the Smiths, which is weird because the Smiths are such an up and happy group, aren't they?
Supposed to be.
No, they're not. Come on. It's Morrissey. He gets up in the morning, looks at the walls and goes, Okay. The Smiths wrote a song called Unhappy Birthday. I'm just going to tell you what one of the lyrics is inside of it.
Okay.
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday because you're evil and you lie. And if you should die, I might feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Oh, it's a Hallmark card, Chad. There it is. So if the person, I'm not kidding you, if the person you dislike is having a birthday, here's a song for you to play. Here's the Smiths, Unhappy Birthday. Ah, the Smiths. Right here, Rock School.
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. Cause you're evil and you lie. And you... unhappy birthday.
I stand corrected a while ago. You said the Smiths.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Joneses.
Oh, it's just music to jump off a cliff by.
There's a couple of songs that we play from those guys, though, here on this radio station.
No, the Smiths do have some up songs, but not
the one that
one.
I'm thinking of is a very good song.
Which is?
I can't think of the name of it.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
Yes.
Now, you're what? 30 what?
1.
31. Yeah. Sound down. I'm about to go to 47. I think they're about to do experiments on me to see how they can keep the young alive.
You're fine.
Okay. Would you still want a cake on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. You like cake or pie better?
Cake.
Cake? Mm-hmm. In Russia, you get pie instead of cake.
Then I won't go to Russia for my birthday.
That made me sad.
Why would it make you sad?
I don't know why.
I can eat pie.
I don't want pie. I want cake.
Well, I want cake, but I get is pie, that's fine. A good lemon meringue pie. Ooh, yeah.
And I don't want the cake with that icing. I don't know why this has become hip lately, but that icing that peels off in a single sheet.
What's it called?
I don't remember what it is, but it's
fondant or something.
Something like that, but it lays over. No.
Yeah.
I want the icing that comes in the little red Del Monte jar or the thing that you can whip it real, then you can frost your cake with a paper knife. That's what I want.
That's what you want,
A good Walmart cake.
Old school.
I want a good Walmart cake. In Japan, it's a tradition for children to get new clothes on their birthday.
Cool.
Not cool.
Why not cool?
No, that was a rule in the Burns family growing up. For birthdays and Christmas, we were not allowed to give clothes.
Why?
It was considered the worst gift you could possibly get. Well, socks and things like that.
When you're little, yeah, but...
Still, to this day,
whatever.
We're not allowed to get clothes.
No, I told them for Christmas, I want new jeans.
What? That's not a gift.
Yes, it is.
Clothes aren't a gift.
Ah, says you.
No, it runs the whole way through the Burns family. All of my cousins, my uncles, it runs the whole way through the Burns family. Clothes are not a gift.
Hmm.
We believe that. And they believe it also at KLSU out there on the campus of LSU.
Well, at KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, clothes are everything that they give.
No, see, clothes are
They don't
not
even
a gift.
Have toys in
no,
Shreveport.
Clothes are not a gift. You
sure
cannot
they are.
Give clothes. You can give a gift certificate. We have rules. You can give a gift certificate, but to a place that sells clothes. And if I wish to buy clothes, I can do it. But you can't give clothes.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Even in my family, my wife does not buy me clothes. Period.
Let's pretend that your daughter is of dating age and I am a lot younger. Yes. And I say, Mr. Burns, I'd like to date your daughter.
I would kill you. I'd buy a shotgun shell and write your name on the side.
Are you going to sit me down and say, Chad, in this family, we have rules.
Yes.
First rule is, you won't buy my daughter clothing for her birthday.
What kind of clothing are you buying her, kiddo?
Oh, never mind. Just end the stupid break.
Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. Back with a couple really neat things that you can play for people if they have the right name. The right name. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, time for real quick couple to the bottom of the hour. One's only a minute and one's only 2 minutes.
Okay.
If the person that is having the birthday, if his name is John, you can play this for him. Janis Joplin recorded a song called Happy Birthday, John, for John Lennon. Now, she never says Lennon. She just says Happy Birthday, John.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Okay. It was recorded on 10/1/1970 by her and the Full Tilt Boogie Band. This was her last recording time. She did also Mercedes-Benz at that time. It was recorded for John Lennon, put on tape, and sent to him, and it arrived at his residence after she passed away. But you can get your hands on it today. It's only a minute long. It's actually a song, Happy Trails to You, which is a little weird. But she does scream at the beginning, you know, am I on, meaning is her mic on? And then she yells at the end of it, Happy Birthday, John. Okay. So if you got a friend named John, you can get this one for him. Here's Janis Joplin. Happy Birthday, John. Rock School.
Am I on?
Okay, one more quick one to the bottom of the hour. Jimi Hendrix, I know there are people out there that have every Hendrix album, he has a song called Happy Birthday. No, he doesn't. I have every Hendrix album. Well, remember before Hendrix passed away that he recorded tons and tons and tons of just jamming onto tape, and it's being released here and there. While looking around, I found a sort of 2-minute jam session by Jimi Hendrix called Happy Birthday, where he's just sort of playing and over top of it singing Happy Birthday. Neat.
Okay.
Yeah. A fan of Jimi Hendrix would love this to death. Here is Hendrix. Happy Birthday. Rock School. All right, welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns, talking about happy birthday songs. You are?
Chad P.
You know what Chad Pierce just told me?
What did I tell you?
I've been going on and on about the fact that on Thursday I'm going to be having a birthday. Chad, where are you going to be on Thursday?
Getting my wisdom teeth taken out.
You're going in for surgery.
Yeah, dude.
On Thursday. Gosh, I'm sorry about that.
Ought to make you smile, huh?
Yeah.
Because you know how I feel about needles.
Yeah, I'm going to be actually enjoying myself, and you're going to have a large section of you actually pulled from your body.
Yeah, man.
I don't have a song for that, I'm sorry to say. Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, September 12th through Sunday, September 18th. Monday, go.
September 12th in 1966, The Monkees, not the group, but a situation comedy about a fictional rock group, premieres on NBC television.
Tuesday, September 13th, 15 years ago, rapper Tupac Shakur dies in Las Vegas, Nevada at age 25. The Death Row Records superstar had been shot 4 times in a drive-by shooting 6 days earlier.
September 14th. In 1968, The Archies makes its television debut on ABC television.
Thursday, September 15th, 1975, I was 11, Pink Floyd releases Wish You Were Here. I don't think I got that as part of my birthday gifts that year, but I know what I didn't get.
A jacket.
Clothes. Yeah.
Friday, September 16th in 1996, 15 years ago, Pearl Jam played the first of their No Code tour at the Key Arena in Seattle, Washington. Now, the band refuses to play in any Ticketmaster venue because they are outraged by the company's high service charges.
You know, we're going to see, a few friends and I, are going to go see the last tour of Judas Priest.
Yeah.
The tickets were $50.
Yeah.
Guess how much they were after all was said and done with Ticketmaster?
What?
$80.
Wow.
$30.
$30.
$30 they added on to it. Saturday, September 17th, 20 years ago, Guns N' Roses releases Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2, released simultaneously, and they debut at number 2 and number 1, respectively, on the U.S. charts.
Yep.
Sunday, September 18th, 5 years ago, country singer Willie Nelson and four members of his band are charged with drug possession after police find marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms on their tour bus near Lafayette, Louisiana. Can you imagine being the cop that pulled them over? Okay, man, you caught us. You know, today, even put up a fight. You know, all right, man, just write the ticket and go on. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. This one is simply beautiful. If you're looking for a happy birthday song to play for girlfriend, wife, significant other, this is gorgeous. This is a group called The Innocent Mission out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The female voice is Karen. I believe it's Paris, P-E-R-I-S. It may be Paris, but I think it's Paris. It's called Happy Birthday Beautiful, and it's simply ethereal and beautiful. Sounds like this. Rock School.
When you wake up, sun will shine. We will not go under any cloud.
All right, there's The Innocent Mission. I just think that one's gorgeous. I remember the first time I heard it was when I was looking for songs for this show. And I remember listening the whole way through and just thinking, that's gorgeous. In fact, I'll make a point of giving that to my wife. Do people even make mixtapes anymore? CDs and all that. Do you remember when you were younger making those? You probably made one for your wife.
I did.
I might even try to do that again. Make a mixed CD for my wife. I'll throw that one on there.
Yeah, first you have to break out the blank CDs and blow the dust off of them.
I don't think we actually have something that plays a tape anymore. It'll have to be a mixed CD. For those of your friends who like country, Loretta Lynn has a song called Happy Birthday. For those of you who like Bjork, the Sugar Cubes have a really neat song called Birthday. The favorite Icelanders of the world really turn this one out. If you like Ween, it's interesting. Isn't that what you're supposed to say about a gift that you don't like on your birthday?
Yes.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, this song's interesting. It's called Birthday Boy by Ween. It's got a sample of Pink Floyd's Echoes in there.
Yeah.
And then it's this real fuzzy guitar, some awkward things that sound like it's from the radio, and it's out there, brother.
Yeah, but the only thing that sucks about it, Doc, is that if you play a song for somebody on their birthday, they can't take it and re-gift it or anything.
Or you could put it on a CD with a song by the Smiths, and you could send it out to somebody else.
Happy birthday, dirtbag.
Yeah. A survey was done asking people what was the best rendition of Happy Birthday. And by the way, Happy Birthday is still under copyright.
Really?
Yeah, you got to pay money. Ever notice when you go into a place like Chili's or something like that, and they come over to the table, instead of singing Happy Birthday, they say something like, happy birthday, we're glad you came along, eat some more food, and make my tip get bigger, you know, that kind of thing. The reason they do that is because Happy Birthday is still under copyright. It's owned by one of the major motion picture houses. What was the most famous rendition of Happy Birthday?
Any idea? I know. Yes,
what is it?
I do.
What is it?
Marilyn Monroe.
You're right.
Ah!
It is Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President, to John F. Kennedy, Madison Square Garden, 19th May, 1962. All right, we got to play one for you here. I like Concrete Blonde's song, Happy Birthday, and so I'm going to play it. Gosh darn it.
Okay.
Sounds like this. Rock School.
Out in the hall, there's a cat fight. It's just after midnight. Guess I'll be all right. Laying out on the floor, drunk and poor. How much longer, how much more? I'll rock me to sleep.
All right, second break here on Rock School.
What are you laughing at?
The last time you had a birthday party for Jacob.
Yeah?
Did you get balloons?
Yes.
Were they ridiculously expensive?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Mine were. You came to Isla's last party.
I did.
Remember there was like 25 pink balloons?
Yeah.
I think it cost half a paycheck.
That was so cute.
Yeah.
You should get a tank, dude, and do it yourself.
No, because the tank and the balloons, you only get like 30 out of that tank, and it's like $40. Birthday balloons. Ready
birthday
for this?
Balloons. Okay.
The first balloons were believed to have been children's toys made from, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Animal bladders and or intestines filled with water.
What?
Intestines, ladies and gentlemen. The Aztecs used to blow air into the bowels of sacrificed cats and twisted them into animal shapes. I assume cats as sacrifices to gods. Toy balloons were introduced by pioneer rubber manufacturer Thomas Hancock. Came from the internet, so goodness knows it's true. European jesters and troubadours were said to sometimes inflate the entrails of recently butchered animals and entertain children with them.
Why are you reading this today?
Why don't we do this today? This is where they said the association of modern-day balloons with celebrations is thought to have originated. Birthday cakes. You know why birthday cakes were round? Supposedly,
no.
It came from the Greeks to represent the full moon, and the reason they put candles on it was to make the moon sparkle as the moon sparkled in the sky.
Well, I like that story better than the balloons.
You know what? I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I could have had entrails at my kid's last birthday party. All that money I spent on pink balloons could have been entrails. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Are you guys this gross?
Yeah, well, who could be? Rock's Gold. Here's a couple more birthday songs we're not going to play. Leslie Gore, It's My Party. It's a 1963 tune. However, Amy Winehouse covered it.
She did?
Right. So if you don't want to play the Leslie Gore version, you can obviously go get the Amy Winehouse version. Now, there's an answer song to it. There's one that came out a couple years afterwards called Judy's Turn to Cry.
Oh, really?
If you remember,
and Johnny just walked through the door.
You got it.
Ah.
Blur has a song called Birthday. If you have a friend who is not a fan of birthdays, you might want to get him the Blur song because there's a song in there, or a line in there that states, I don't like this day, it makes me feel too small. So if you have a friend that doesn't like birthdays, you can play them the Blur song.
To me, not liking a birthday is just a front for attention.
It is.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, don't say that. I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't like my birthday. Everybody likes their birthday.
It's like
shut
the
up.
Person at the party who, you know, oh, don't take my picture. Just shut up and have a good time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Stop it.
Here's Kings of Leon, another good tune. This is called Birthday. Doesn't really deal with a birthday, but birthday's in the title, and it's one of those, since it's a good tune, it kind of fits. If you're putting together a CD of songs that deal with birthdays, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
It's nice. Here you go. Kings of Leon. Rock School. Okay, one more real quick piece of trivia. Paul McCartney's birth certificate was the most expensive birth certificate ever.
Why?
Auctioned off in March 1997, $84,146.
Why would somebody you do that, though? Why would you auction off your birth certificate?
I'm sure somebody else owned it other than him. Somehow, when his parents passed away, it got passed to somebody else. Somebody else had possession of it, and off it went.
Hmm.
Yep, $84,000.
Well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, we're not going to play it, but Don McLean's birthday song. It's more a song that you would give to, again, girlfriend, wife, significant other. It's absolutely beautiful. Something you're going to want to give to somebody like that. However, we at Rock School like to take the high road, and that's why we're playing Weird Al Yankovic's Here's Happy Birthday, Rock School.
That seriously, that's taking the
that
high
is
road.
Taking the high road.
Weird Al's taking the high road.
I could have played the Smiths again.
Oh, that would have been the low road.
No, I was just trying to have a little bit of fun there at the end. You have to have an array of stuff. We already played one by the Innocent Mission, which was calm and ethereal, and I was just trying to give everything around the block. A couple other ones. Kim Wilde has one called "The Birthday Song," which is really pretty. "Happy Birthday, Baby" by the Toon Weavers.
I was
going to
ask you about
pretty.
That one. You had mentioned country a while ago. I think Conway Twitty has one.
Oh, does he?
With happy birthday, darling. Like perfect the word darling?
I think so. Yeah, he's got a copyright on it. New Kids on the Block has happy birthday. Elvis Costello has tears at the birthday party. He's really pretty. Destiny's Child has one called Pretty. Chicago has birthday boy. Arrogant Worms has the happy, happy birthday. What else we have here? Birthday Boy by the Pet Shop Boys. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds has happy birthday. So Apollonia 6 has one called Happy Birthday, Mr. Christian. And Monty Harper has Birthday Boogaloo. And now you've heard the title of every song that I've brought. And that's it. There's only one left to play. And it's the one that if you're going to do it, just make sure it's part of many other ones because it's the hackneyed song that everyone plays. So now you have other songs to play for people's birthday. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And I'll be 47 this Thursday. I'm sorry to hear that you're going into surgery.
I'm fine. What better way could you celebrate your birthday? You're aging and I'm passed out.
That's right. Here are the Beatles. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Doc.
Thank you so much. Class is dismissed.